Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Stacia, and in this show, we are going to discuss one of the things we've been leading up to, which is hybrid crypto systems. Now, and specifically, how the hybrid crypto systems help us with things like digital signatures and e-commerce. Now, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Now with that, let's go ahead and get started. Now if you join me on my previous radio shows in this series, what we have is we talked about, in part one, we talked about encryption and what that is. And then we talked about symmetric crypto and part two. In part three, we talked about asymmetric encryption and what that is doing for you. And then in part four, we talked about hashing. What that's been building towards in this part, in part five, is talking about making hybrid crypto systems, getting the best of both worlds, as well as, you know, what those are used for. So let's kick things off by getting into, you know, what we're looking at here. Now, I'm going to go through and I am going to put a scenario out for you. What I want you to do is I want you to visualize two people I want to talk. Now, in the terminology and by convention, the security field, we're going to use two parties, Bob and Alice, as we're going to call them. So we have Bob and we have Alice. All right. Now I would recommend, as you follow along with this, I would recommend that you get a piece of paper out, unless you're really good at visualizing this or you're doing a review here. I would suggest you get a piece of paper out and draw it out with me. Now what I'm going to recommend on here is that you go through and you're on this piece of paper. So this is your cue to go get a piece of paper while I'm giving you some time to go collect your thoughts and get a pen and all that ready. On this piece of paper, we're going to keep track of this process. This process is going to be where Bob and Alice need to send a message from one to the other. We're going to say that Bob needs to send a message to Alice, and Alice needs to know definitively that it came from Bob. All right, so what's going to happen here is Alice wants to have that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling and says, okay, this came from Bob. So on one part of your sheet of paper, you're going to write the name Bob. Other piece of the paper, you're going to write Alice. So those represent our two parties. Now, Bob's going to go through. So Bob's typing up a letter. I don't know what it is to Alice. You make it up. It's he's sending a letter to Alice hey Alice, this is the secret plans, you know, for whatever. So types up an email. Hey Alice, here's the secret plans to the Rebel Starfighter base. I don't know, something like that. So he goes out there and types up this plan in his email. He's typed it out. Could he send it to Alice the way it is? Yeah, but does Alice know it came from Bob? Well, the answer is no. She doesn't know. She's taken Bob's word for it. She's taken it on faith that it came from Bob. And you can do that if you want, but then again, we want to have definitive evidence that it came from Bob. So what happens here is Bob goes out. He types this up. And then what does he do? Goes through and uses one of the techniques that we talked about before. He's going to use digital signature. Well, digital signature sounds kind of wonky and kind of weird to say that, but let's talk about what digital signature actually is. Digital signature is going to do two things. Digital signature is going to put together hashing and public key cryptography, asymmetric encryption. So if we look at Bob and Alice, in between Bob and Alice, we have a trusted third party. That is in our case, a certificate authority. Now, I'm going to leave it to you to go to the actual course and listen in on what a CA actually is, if you need to review on it. But in this case, if you haven't done that, a CA is just a trusted third party. It contains information that validates who someone actually is. It says, okay, you are who you say you are. I'm vouching for you. It's kind of like if you have a driver's license. You know, a driver's license has been signed by the DMV saying that they've checked your credentials, they know who you are. So that's what we have here. So what happens on here is you have that third party in the middle. So between Bob and Alice, they both trust a third party called a CA. So what's going to happen on here is they trust that third party, that CA. So what happens is Bob is going to go out, and he's going to go out there, and he's going to take that email, going to hash it. He's going to go out there, and he's going to take his MD5, and he's going his MD5 hashing algorithm, and he's going to hash that email. So he hashes it and gets some gobbledygook, whatever that is. He gets that out there. So he gets that little gobbledygook out there. He gets that little code that we talked about, and that fixed length one, and it's there. Now remember, if you're following along here, just draw a little box next to Bob. That represents his email that he sent out, and you can just write an email inside that box. And when he just went through and did MD5. That MD5 went through to generate another little box underneath that. That's the hash, and you could write inside that little box hash. So draw another little box underneath your email on there. That's the hash. Now, if you just look at that right there, what do we have? We have the original email, which is still readable, completely 100% readable, and we have the hash. Well, we know a hash just goes out there and verifies the integrity of that message. That's what it's supposed to do. So we're looking at it right there. Everything's fine. So we go out there and we see that. What is Bob going to do? Does Bob send that email and the hash over? Well, no. Because if I send that over right now, what's Alice going to do? Alice is going to go out there and see that message was hashed with MD5 and going to run the same thing and say, okay, well, I know the message hasn't changed, but we're back where we started. I don't know that message actually came from Bob. If I'm Alice, I don't know it came from Bob in any way, shape, or form. All I know is the message didn't change. So I still haven't solved the whole thing. So I've got the hash. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go out there and solve this problem by going out there and saying, well, Bob, through the magic of asymmetric encryption, Bob has a private key. So Bob's going to go out and Bob's going to take his private key, and what's he going to do with that private key? Well, think about what's happened here. All we said at the get-go from this is we need to make sure that message came from Bob. We didn't say anything about keeping it secret. So what we need to do is we need to take Bob's private key, and Bob's going to take his private key, and he's going to hash, or not hash, he's going to encrypt that hash. So if you look at it, that hash in there is going to be encrypted with Bob's private key. So if you draw a little box there, the boxes you've drawn with the email and the hash, if you look at it, well, that hash has been encrypted now. The hash is encrypted with Bob's private key. Okay, well, you can probably see where this is going at this point. So we have the original clear text, because the hash is actually clear text. If all I do is hash it, I can see what the hash is. So now I'm encrypting the hash. So I've done that. Okay, so the hash is encrypted using Bob's private key. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to take Bob's going to take his email plus his encrypted hash, and he's going to send that over the wire to Alice. So you can draw an arrow from Bob and point it towards Alice and say, okay, these emails are going out to Alice now. So what happens is, okay, email is going over to Alice. So good, we're on that. Now the encrypted hash is going over to Alice. So Alice can read the message. She can read it just fine. But she needs to have, again, has that nagging problem that she has to see that it actually literally came from Bob. So how does she do that? Well, what she does is she goes out to the CA and says, okay, well, I know this message came from Bob. Okay, it's supposed to have come from Bob. So I've got a hash here that was encrypted saying it came from Bob. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that hash, and if it truly came from Bob, I should be able to go to CA, pull the public key that belongs to Bob out of the CA. I should be able to take that public key out of the CA and decrypt that hash with it. If that was truly indeed encrypted with Bob's private key, I can decrypt it with Bob's public key, which in this case is going to work. So we decrypt the hash. So now Alice can read the hash. Now Alice, when she reads that hash, she goes and says, okay, well, I can see the hash. I can see the hash was generated with MD5. Okay, well, I know at this point this came from Bob, but I want to make sure that it's what Bob originally meant to sign. Or Bob signed, he said to me, that's what Bob meant. So what she has to do? She wants to make sure that if Bob signed this, remember, if I sign a document in the real world, that signature says that I read that document, or I am saying I read that document at the very least, and saying, okay, here you go. Well, I want to make sure that document my signature's on hasn't changed. So what's happened here is I'm going out and saying, okay, well, I've want to make sure that message is the same. So I've encrypted that hash. I decrypt that hash. I rerun the MD5 against that email, and I should get the same hash. If I'm Alice, I should get the exact same hash. I should get two hashes that match. That means that I've done two things. I know it came from Bob, and I also know that not only did it come from Bob, it also is what Bob originally meant to send me. So I've just gone through and combined, I've combined asymmetric and I've combined hashing to get digital signatures. So that's how you get that. So that's digital signatures. Let's talk about the other thing a hybrid crypto system is good for. Let's talk about SSL. SSL works, it combines these as well. So let's go through and say we have two parties. Let's go back and say this again. Let's go back and talk about something else. Let's say we have instead of and you can flip your piece of paper over and draw this with me. Let's say we're in a scenario that's somewhat similar. You have once again we're going to say we have Bob. So one half of your paper you draw Bob. Other half of your paper you're going to we're going to say we're going to have a web server out there. In this case we're going to go out there and we're going to say Bob is trying to buy the new Star Trek novel from Amazon. So what happens is Bob goes out to Amazon and he goes and he says he wants to buy something from him. So he gets a new novel on there he wants. So he goes out there and buys it. Well, what he does when he goes out there and buys it is he needs to have if he's going to be exchanging financial information with Amazon, well, I darn well want to know if I'm exchanging financial information with Amazon at Amazon. That server really is Amazon and not, someone saying that they're Amazon. So what happens here is Bob needs to get that warm fuzzy feeling. So what's going to happen? Amazon's web server has a little something called a digital certificate attached to it. The digital certificate says that, hey, this really is that someone validated Amazon's identity. In this case, that third party again is our CA, certification authority. That certification authority has gone out there and said that we are vouching for Amazon. If you trust us, Amazon trusts us, therefore everyone's cool in here. So what's going to happen is that Amazon goes out and gets a certificate, attaches it to their web server. When you go to buy your book, you go out there and you put in your get ready to put your financial information. Amazon's going to go out there and present a certificate to your web browser, to your system, saying this is who I am. Well, what's going to happen is what's on that certificate? What's on that certificate is who has issued that certificate. Basically, it was issued to Amazon. Who's vouching for them? Well, in this case, the CA, whoever that may be. Then it also has a serial number, which we're not going to worry about. It has a period that's valid for, just like a driver's license, it's valid till this date. And then it also has on it something we've seen. It's got a public key. So what happens on here is it has a public key on there. So what's going to happen is if we're Bob and we go to Amazon, it presents a certificate, we validate that it's Amazon and we grab a copy of Amazon's public key. And then we have to go through and say, okay, well, we need to exchange information securely. Well, we've got a public key. Why can't I just go through and encrypt my credit card information with my public key and send it off to Amazon? Amazon's got a private key. They can decrypt it. Yeah, you're right. But there, notice a couple problems with that. This is by definition going to fit the profile of bulk data because there's a lot of stuff going back and forth. The other problem we've got here is the fact that, yeah, I can get information to Amazon. How's Amazon get back to me securely? Well, that's an issue. So we've got problems here. So there's a way we solve that. I do get Amazon's public key, but what do I do during the process? Amazon also tells me, hey, this is how the way you, I want to use a symmetric key for this. It's bulk data after all. So what happens is it generates something called a session key. That session key is a symmetric is indeed a true symmetric. So as a key generated using symmetric algorithms, it's only good for that session, and then it's not used again for a long, long period of time in theory. So what happens, I grab Amazon's public key. So if you're on your piece of paper now, I've got Bob, I've got Amazon in the middle, I've got a little above up to the middle, up above the two of them, I got the CA. Amazon gives I pull Amazon presents her certificate. I go out there and pull from the CA, get a copy of the public key. So Bob's got a copy of Amazon's public key. Amazon has told Bob that, hey, I support DES, triple DES, these types of encryption algorithms. So you choose the one that you support, the strongest one that you support, and we'll go ahead and use that to communicate as our encryption algorithm. So Bob finds that Amazon tells him that he supports DES and triple DES. Bob says, okay, well, I support triple DES and DES, and the strongest one is triple DES, 3DES. So Bob goes out there, and his system automatically generates a session key using triple DES, generates some unique session key. So underneath Bob, we have a copy of Amazon's public key, and we have a unique session key generated using triple DES. Well, what do I do? Bob takes Amazon's public key and encrypts the session key. Bob keeps a copy of the session key, and he sends a copy of that session key out over to Amazon. Amazon goes out there, gets that encrypted session key, decrypts it with their private key, and now Amazon has a copy of the session key that you generated. And remember, symmetric, you can encrypt and decrypt with the exact same key. So what happens here is both parties can, first of all, share bulk information very quickly and efficiently. Remember, bulk data, symmetric excels at that, but it doesn't, a key management's a problem. You have to figure out how to get the key to someone securely. Well, I don't have that problem here because I've just gone through and generated a unique session key, but I've also gone through and done it such a way that that session key has been sent back and forth. And by sending that session key back and forth, what happens here is that I made it so only Amazon can get it. Bob has a copy of the session key. No one else has seen it. We're safe. Everything's fine. No key management problems. No messy, funny business. Everyone's safe. That's what they call SSL or TLS. You can either way. It goes by, depending on which version you're talking about, it goes by those two. So it's very effective. Very effective. E-commerce uses that. Email programs use that. Webmail, for example, uses that. VPNs use that. So incredibly powerful technique, very simplistic, but you can see it's hybrid. It's not using symmetric and it's not using asymmetric alone. It's using both to get the best of both worlds. So you combine them and the sum is greater than the parts themselves. So that is two things that are huge for you. That's what we're building towards, hybrid crypto systems. We're building towards digital signatures and SSL. So incredibly powerful technology on there. So anyway, that is part five of encryption. I really hope that kind of filled some things in for you and you feel better about encryption now because it's just so vital to understand for security. So with that being said, I'd like to thank you for joining me in today's presentation. I hope you really got some good information out of it. Hope you enjoyed it. I'd like to also say if you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. And if you're interested in viewing any of my other shows, which I hope you are, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Stasia. I'd also like to say, if there is a show you'd like me to do, please send me an email and let me know what that might be. So thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.